Welcome to Faroe Field, Bill Pollack, along with our correspondent, Mike Reeves. I'm telling you, I think that side of Faroe Field, the north end zone, is cursed. You look at, I mean, I'm just going to go with a couple here. Fifth down against Colorado, the kick by Nebraska that ends up a touchdown. You have Andrew Baggett, who boinks one off of the crossbar or the upright, ruins their undefeated season. And now this Georgia comes back at the end, throws a touchdown, and upsets the Tigers in a game that really they should have won.
This one ended up hurting, and I don't know if any people thought going in that it was going to be a game that you'd get that emotionally involved in, but you lead, you know, mostly entire game, and you let it go in the last minute, 29, then you even have a chance to come back the other way and turn it over again to, I say again because they had four second-half turnovers. This one's going to sting, and you and I talked during the game, would this be a game that everybody would just be, wow, even though we lost, we really competed and we tried real hard, and we, you know, probably played better than people thought we could, or would there be kind of an emotional letdown, almost a devastation to it? You went to the Missouri side for the postgame pressers. I was over with Georgia, but I know you said they took it hard. There was no, yay us, we played well, we competed, you know, look at us for trying. You indicated to me there was none of that.
Yeah, no, there were tears in the eyes. Barry Odom got choked up while he was up at the podium.
I'm really, really proud of the football team, our team. I made a lot of plays. Give credit to Georgia and Kirby, did a good job on making a couple more than we did. I'm hurt for our team. I'm hurt that we couldn't pull that one off. It would have been a good win, obviously, for where we're at in our program. We got a great locker room. I love those guys. They're going to play hard, smart, and tough. They poured it out on the field, and some things we did that you're not going to overcome it when it's a pretty good ball team. Had a lot of really great individual efforts, defensively, offensively, played really well together at times. Kicking game did some good things, but still got a lot of room for improvement. I've said it. I like that locker room, and I know what I've got in there. I owe them to get it right and to go win a close one like that.
I think he realized this was a game that kind of got away from him. And, you know, it is. It really was a game that, you know, you feel like they lost it more than Georgia won.
And you look at the turnovers, just mentioned those. Drew Locke was incredible in the first half, and then the three interceptions in the second half. The overall game is still solid, but, Bill, they got really shut down in the second half. And part of that may have been Georgia's defense and the way that they made some adjustments. I do believe part of it has to come back on the fact that I thought they got ultra-conservative with a lead in the second half, maybe trying to let the defense just about win this game for them. They don't have a great running game right now. And when you have to go to the running game as much as they did in the second half, I say have to, they chose to. It's the right thing strategy-wise to run clock, but when you can't get enough first downs and can't put more points on the board, it turned out to be the wrong choice because they lost the game. But they had every opportunity. I would have liked to have seen them in more in attack mode in the second half, though, because they were throwing it with such efficiency in the first half. If you can put, you know, in the first half alone, I was looking at these numbers a minute ago, Drew Locke threw for 322 yards in the first half. He threw for 54 in the second half. Those numbers don't jive, and I'd like to have seen more.
Well, here's the issue that you end up with is Missouri had 21 rushing yards in the first half. And if they weren't going to improve on that, those windows for Drew Locke were going to close up. And then that's exactly what happened. He tried fitting it into some tight windows, ended up causing some interceptions. Now, you talk about running the football. They certainly ran the football. And then maybe that one time where you think they should maybe run the ball, they take a shot in the end zone, and Drew Locke gets picked off.
Yeah, no, live or die by it, you know, kind of attitude. And, you know, we played really well in the first half, and, you know, we were just keeping attacking. And I let up a little bit on that ball. I just got to throw that thing more aggressive and make the play.
I actually like the play because I think it's a chance to really deliver the knockout blow. I talked with Drew after the game. He said, you know what, I should have just thrown that ball a little bit further because I kind of undercut it, and that's why I got picked off.
I never have been one to let outcome dictate whether it was a good decision or not. People tend to do that in sports all the time. It was an interception, so it was a dumb play. No, I loved the throw there, trying to put the touchdown on the board. You know, all right, it got picked off, so it looks terrible. And if he throws the touchdown, it's great. If he throws it incomplete and you kick the field goal to go up by two possessions, that's great. He got picked off. But I am not an outcome dictates whether or not the coach made a right decision. I've been covering the St. Louis Cardinals baseball team all year. All you've heard from, you know, every time Mike Matheny makes a change and the pitcher gives it up, it was a terrible decision. The manager cost him the game. Every time they come in and they get the job done, boy, he managed the bullpen great tonight. Bill, that's not the way it works. I love that play call. I know it resulted in an interception. I don't care. I like the play. I didn't like the result.
Yeah, absolutely. And I will say this as we wrap up. To a man, Drew Locke, Jamon Moore, who had the fumble at the end of the game, Arian Penton, who got beat on the touchdown. To a man, they came out, they spoke with the media, they answered the questions, as difficult as it was. And, you know, I give those kids a lot of credit. You know, they're going to bounce back and hold their head up high on Sunday.
Here's what I'll say. At the end of this night, the loss is rough. What you talked about is important. How do you deal with adversity? How do you handle your failures? Do you step up to it and do you own it? And it sounds like they indeed did exactly that. One thing that came out of here tonight is that though it stings, I think the Missouri fans have way more hope three games into the season than they thought they were going to have when the season started. A lot of people thought this is going to look just like last year. They won't be able to move the ball. They'll probably struggle to win maybe four or five games. I do now think that there's hope that they can do better than that, but it still doesn't take away the sting from this one. It hurts.
Absolutely. We'll catch you next week. For Mike Reeves, I'm Bill Pollack.